When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Big day tomorrow on WIP.
What's going on?
Hoping the Sixers don't do something moronic, ruin it for us. Birds at the Half, Chickies and Pete's will be there broadcasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Merrill will guest. Mike Quick. Elliot, I believe you'll be with us for
Well, it's
an
not going to be all 12 hours.
Yeah.
I'll be on every show.
DeCamera will be with us. I believe Howard will be with us. And Lane Johnson, Jordan Mylott. It all benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. I'm going to ask, we have Jordan on at 4. Then we have Lane on today at 5:30. I'm going to ask both of them if they can get there on time tomorrow at 5:30 to sing Creed with us.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I think that takes it to the next level.
Jordan has the voice of an angel.
I'm sure he'd sing it great.
Yeah.
Creed seems like a good Lane singing song.
Yes. I'm sure Lane knows that song.
I'm sure he's sung some Creed in his day.
Yes. And yeah. Jordan can learn it.
Yeah.
So the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. So here is the poll. Are you done with Joel Embiid? And it is now 65-35 yes.
I'm surprised at
the 35 no.
Same.
That are still in. Now, I don't think those are people just looking at the reality of it. Sometimes I get there when I'm like, well, what do you don't have a choice. He's going to be there. I don't think that's how they're voting. I'm interested. I'm surprised that number of people are still in.
What Joel does have is the fans that like him are very protective of him.
Yes.
You know, like really whenever Joel gets criticism, right? There is a strong backlash from, you know, a lot of your Ricky people, frankly, too. Like,
yep.
You know, just Joel's done a lot for the, and he has, but that's why the 35% is probably not surprising.
Yeah.
It's still a little surprising considering the mood of the city right now.
Yes.
But Joel has a lot of really loyal fans.
That, you know, I forget if it was you or if it was Elliot, if it was the, somebody said he's not a good match for the city. I don't agree with that. Yeah.
No, it wasn't me.
Personality-wise, I think he is. Mm-hmm. It's this thing that's the problem. I think his giving it back to the fans, I think him sort of thriving on the energy of the fans, I think a lot of that is very Philadelphia about him. It's now, this is not a small thing, but this thing is the issue.
Yeah, I just think the not playing has worn the fan base down.
Yes.
The injuries, the not playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've already put up with all the other stuff. Like, it's more or less like, we want to see you play. Like, we want to see you out there playing.
Well,
we don't want to hear about you not being available to play.
And that's why, when me and you talked about this either last week or the week before, like, the idea of building around Maxey, right? I'm not sitting here and saying that's their best plan. But there is something just refreshing and nice about, like, trying with Maxey and McCain. I'm trying not to hold it against Paul George, but it's already exhausting dealing with, like, two older players that are only playing some games. Now, maybe it works out in the playoffs and this all looks silly and they win. Like, but it just, as a fan, like, it's not fun to deal with this every day.
Yeah. Right. The problem becomes, and this is every team that's based around a young player, is that it's all excitement when they're young.
It's the backup quarterback thing.
Yes, and then when it's time to win, that but we have young players that play every game. Mm-hmm. You know, you think Thunder fans are going to be happy if they lose in the first round because they have a young team? So the cute, that was the fun part of the process, right? Is like
I've been missing the process recently, to be honest. Yeah.
Is it doesn't matter if they win or lose, and every you have 75 new young players.
Watching Ricky Council, the idea of like hope. That's, I think, the tough thing with the Sixers. There's no feeling of hope right now.
Yes.
There's no like, what are we building towards? What are we looking towards? It just feels like it's over.
Well, you can't have hope when the guys aren't out there on the court.
Right.
Yeah. If they were out there playing, I think people could easily get behind the team with no problem.
Yeah.
And only barely related, because last night's game was atrocious. But Jeremy Cain was good again. And some people have been asking me, well, is this just empty stats, bad team? No. I've seen that. Mm-hmm. I saw Tony Roten score 20 points a game. I saw MCW score 20 points a game and get triple doubles. I've seen good stats, bad team. He does things, the right things. He does things, and I'm not saying he's either of these players, but he does things that Curry does, and he does things that Jalen Brunson does. Mm-hmm. And he has great instincts. He is much better than any player who was selected at 16, who is 19 or 20 years old, should be at this point in the league. He's not afraid of any of this. He's a great passer. He's a great shooter. He's a good passer, a great shooter. He can get to places on the court that I just didn't think he would be able to, because he's not quick, but he's a good player, man.
And he's a better passer than Maxey.
Oh, yes.
I think Maxey might be a better, you know,
Maxey's
like, go off for 50.
He's never been a passer. Yeah. No, that's why I never wanted Maxey to be the point guard. He's not a natural passer.
And I understand the idea of building around 2 6-foot guards is not ideal from a team-building perspective. I just know I'm at a point where I'm more interested in what Maxey McCain do every night than, like, following along with the injury news until the playoffs and then hoping they're healthy.
Yes, I think the difference would be if that was all you had, it would have a very short lifespan.
Yes, it would have a year or two, and then it would be, why is Maxey never have a big game when it matters? Why is McCain? Yeah.
Sure. By the way, Maxey got hurt. We were 4 games away from asking questions about how good Maxey is.
100%.
If the team kept losing with him as the primary player.
100%.
215-592-9494. Bill the Baker, you're on WIP.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
How's it going?
We're good, Bill the Baker.
First time caller.
Oh, what do you bake?
Oh, all kind of bread, bagels, donuts, everything, all kinds of stuff.
Great to hear. What's up, man?
Like a bakery.
Bill's a good name if you're a baker.
Alliteration.
I've been to the station for years, and all this stuff about Embiid, it's just got me to finally call. And I listen to you guys in particular because I'm usually done at work 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But here's the thing. I don't understand how anybody could feel bad for Joel. He got his paycheck. He's done. He's ready to go. He can have a Mike Tyson kind of legacy. He can move on down the road. And there's no incentive for him. And I don't understand how anybody can be surprised and shocked about
Bill. What's the incentive for Jalen Hurts? Jalen Hurts make $50 million this year. What's his incentive?
Because he obviously wants to improve. At least seems like he wants to play.
So I'm not asking, this isn't a point to excuse Joel's behavior, but to say you're making money, so watching your body fail in front of you, breaking your feet, tearing your knee, the personal tragedy with his brother, you can have a rich person also go through a bad time, and to say just because he got paid, there's no incentive. You know, Lane Johnson's paid, Jordan Mailata is paid, Landon Dickerson's paid, Jalen Hurts is paid, Devontae Smith is paid, AJ Brown is paid.
Everybody gets paid,
right? So I don't think the money. They all get paid. They're professional athletes. The star ones all get paid. I don't think both ways. I don't think that is why he should do what he should do. He should do what he do because that's his job and that's what he's supposed to do. But he can also, you can also have feelings as a person even though you have $50 million at the end of the day.
Hold on real quick, Bill Baker. Slow down. They're all professional athletes. But there's a difference between those players that, and I'm taking the injury aside because that is part of the equation, but there is a drive and a want to be great and to want to win championships that everybody does not have.
Oh, I agree with you. I'm saying that's separate of the money.
Yes, that's separate of the money.
That's all I'm saying. But
also, there are players, and I'm not saying this is Joel Embiid, but there are players who get paid and that was their motivation, and they've gotten paid and they don't have the drive to want to win a championship or do those things, really, which is really sacrificing to win a championship. Like Ben Simmons is someone that I look at and was like, he got paid. That's all he cared about was getting his money.
Sure.
And that's I'll never forget the whole rookie of the year not playing because he wanted the $5 million bonus from Nike. So he set out another year. He set that year out when he could have played his rookie year, but he knew he wouldn't win rookie of the year. So he waited the next year for the bonus. I'm not saying that's Joel Embiid, but I can understand why some people would question his desire to win. How much does he really want to win a title?
So I'm curious for your perspective on this. Because, like, I think that Joel has had that, like, dog in him, I guess, for lack of a better time. I think Joel has tried in his career. I think what's happened recently is the knee has really impacted him.
Sure.
I'm sure it has.
So I don't. You know, you like I said.
So maybe that's what has caused him to lose his desire, drive to want to win.
But I don't think people that said 5 years ago Joel doesn't care. I think they were wrong 5 years ago.
Yeah, but
what about the people who said all he cared about was individual awards?
I still don't believe that.
Listen, I defended him against it.
Yeah,
but that has been said.
I think
for
it's,
years.
I think it's health... more. I think it's more complicated than being able to care about one thing or the other.
I agree with that.
Because we always talk about Iverson. Mm-hmm. And what everyone says about Iverson because he wanted to win is because he left it all out there on the floor. However, didn't go
Iverson
to practice.
Iverson wanted to be great individually.
Right. But also didn't want to be great enough to go to practice.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
One thing. I love Allen Iverson, but you'll never hear me say he was a guy who wanted to win and sacrificed to win.
Believe it or not,
this show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
There are more similarities between AI and Embiid than anyone wants to admit. Well, everyone says that Allen Iverson wanted it, and we say this now, not in 04 or 05 when we were all fighting about Allen Iverson, which happened, by the way,
happened
so much that it became untenable that they traded him.
Yep.
But everyone's like, well, he left it all out on the floor. And my point to him was always, well, to those people, I was always, well, if he really wanted it, trying and wanting to win is about more than the 48 minutes that you're playing the game. It's about taking care of your body.
Yes.
It's about going to practice.
Yes.
It's about caring about your teammates. It's about not caring about stats. It's about all those things. And I think it's complicated because I think when AI was on the floor, he wanted to win. He absolutely wanted to win.
He played his heart out.
He did. But that doesn't mean that, but it's about
he
more than that.
He didn't prepare to win the way.
Well, correct.
Yes.
And I think the other similarity.
And that's fair to say.
The other similarity could be Iverson, because he didn't have the best off the court work ethic, like once his physical skills diminished, it quickly ended.
Yes.
I think with professional athletes, if you can set yourself up early where you're in a good physical play, like your regimen, how you handle yourself, you can prolong your career.
And your game can adjust. Well, yeah.
That's the LeBron thing.
Yeah. But my worry with Embiid is if everyone's right about him, maybe not working as hard as he could the past few years, maybe not showing up on time, the diet's not great. I'm worried it's like too little too late at this point. Like, yeah, he lost all that weight. Yeah. But if you go 4 or 5 years, maybe not doing everything you can, and then you physically diminish, I don't know if you can save it at that point. And that's what happened to Iverson. And I'm worried that's what's happening to Joel.
I always compare it to, you can't really catch up on sleep on Saturday. If you sleep 5 hours a night all during the week, you can't sleep for 15 hours on Saturday and have your body be the way it is. All right, we'll continue right after Jack tells you where to get appliances, which of course is National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah, never a doubt. There's no Joel Embiid nonsense.
All right.
At National Appliance Warehouse. If you're dreaming of a new kitchen that's innovative with dynamic aesthetics that'll blow you away, you gotta get to National Appliance Warehouse and explore Gen Air. Only Gen Air combines rebellious luxury with quality and design. These are high performance, sophisticated appliances for people who love technology and visual appeal. Gen Air's refrigerators feature a daring obsidian interior, stylish black finish that enhances the look of everything inside. Choose from two distinct design expressions throughout the Gen Air product offering. Rise features a bold professional look, while Noir is sleek and contemporary. Gen Air's dishwashers offer the quietest technology available. I'm so impressed with Gen Air, and you always trust National Appliance Warehouse's knowledgeable team to guide you through selecting the perfect appliances for you, and always at the best price thanks to Price Assure. It's Black Friday all month long. Right now, you can instantly save 15% when you package 4 Gen Air appliances together. See store for details. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Okay, two questions for you guys, Eagles side. Both Saquon related.
Nope, love it.
Have we officially decided we are not saving Saquon? Like,
yes.
From a touch standpoint,
yes.
This season? Because you may have to say to yourself, If you haven't decided that, you may say to yourself, we might be okay with winning one less game. I'm not saying that's a specific decision you're making.
Yeah.
But
it
you're
could
saying
result in
it
that.
Could result in fewer wins in order to have a better chance at having a productive Saquon next year. So have you decided that that is now out the window?
I'm conflicted.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it?
I'm conflicted, and I placed a bet for MVP, so... Yeah, giving him a lack of touches ain't going to help that bet come to fruition.
Well, if Jalen gives up some of his more important touches,
I just think the one seed is so important. Like, going to Detroit versus coming here, I think could truly be the deciding factor in who goes to the Super Bowl and who doesn't. Now, if you're up big on Carolina, yes, like, rest them.
Right.
But until that one seed is gone, I am doing everything each week to make sure I win that game so that I can keep pressure on the Lions.
I got to agree.
I mean, going to Detroit would be hard.
Yeah, and let's face it, if you're going to be in that title game, we want it here. I mean, let's get
them outside the dome, Jared Goff in the cold, little hands.
You want it. Why'd you have to raise your hand, though, to say little hands?
Well, I have little hands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's your smaller, your feet or your hands?
Probably my feet.
Yeah,
I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's the DVOA on your feet?
8, 8.5, 9, 7.5. Yeah.
Yes. So, yes, I guess I would have to say, we got to do what we got to do to get the number one seed.
Now, you never know what could happen for the one seed, but I was looking at it earlier. It's a tough putt, the one seed. Well, because
the Lions' schedule is hard.
But so is the Eagles' schedule.
It is. Yeah. Right. No, I agree. But I'm just saying the Lions...
I've got to win at least 14 games.
Yes. The Lions are going to... I think we'll lose 2 more games. That's the most they're going to lose.
So that puts them at 14-3.
Yeah, I think...
So the Eagles probably have to be 15-2.
Yes,
depending on which games
they lose.
No, they could have... You're saying 14-3 the Lions end up? So the Eagles could do whatever in 13-4 and be ahead of them. Am I missing something?
Wow. Yes. Yeah.
I was 13-4.
Sorry. I'm reversing it in my head. Sorry. Yes. It is hot in here, by the way.
Yeah. I was like, 13-4, is this golf?
You are missing something.
Yeah. I missed
Because if you go through it, so I figure, I'm just trying to be realistic about it. I'm going to give them 1 out of 2 between the Rams and the Ravens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you wind up...
I'm giving them at least 2 more losses.
Right.
The Eagles, minimum. You're saying?
So then the Eagles.
Remaining, you'd have Dallas, New York, Washington, Pittsburgh. Am I forgetting one?
Carolina.
You got the Giants.
I had Giants, so that's 5.
Okay, yeah.
And if I'm being honest, I feel like if I had a bet on it, I would say they'll lose two of those games.
I think they can lose one more game and get the one seed.
Yeah, so that's tough.
It is tough. Yeah. Now, but the Lions' schedule is also hard. Like Buffalo, they got Minnesota and San Francisco the last two weeks, who, by the way, could both be competing
fighting.
So
it's not easy.
Chicago's been playing better. I still think it would probably be the
Lions.
And
they also know the Eagles are on their heels.
Yeah.
So they want the one seed also.
If the Lions lose to Buffalo, I think that San Francisco and Minnesota game back-to-back, like, there's some real pressure on them there.
Ooh, that Lions-Buffalo, that could be for the MVP.
Yes. Between Goff and, let me tell you, if it gets down to Goff, I think Saquon's got a real chance.
Yeah.
I don't think Saquon can beat out Josh Allen or Lamar if they continue on their trajectory.
I think Lamar lost it Sunday.
Yeah.
There's enough time left in the season, though.
I think they're going to lose at least one more game. I don't think they're going to win their division.
Yeah. So Saquon.
Right? You can't get an MVP to a guy who doesn't win their division.
I don't know. The dorks could give it to him.
Dorks could do anything. We found that out in the NBA. But so now today's obviously math is not my strength. But Saquon is on pace for, I think, maybe 150 yards short of the all-time rushing record. If the Eagles.
17 games, though.
No, well. But,
yes.
But when we're talking about MVP.
Okay.
I think if he breaks that and the Eagles, like, only win, lose one more game, he's got a legit shot. Because then you have a narrative of, like, he set the all-time rushing record.
I need the Eagles to lean into this, stop with the tush-push nonsense, and let's start scoring touchdowns.
Well,
I agree with you, but I think if you're a media member and you vote for Derrick Henry over Saquon because of total touchdowns, you should have your vote rescinded.
No one's voting for Derrick Henry over Saquon Barkley.
No, sorry, I'm thinking of offensive player.
Yeah. For can I tell you who this is actually on? You know Eagles and tush-push.
Yeah.
QB1 needs to stop caring about his ridiculous total touchdown stat and go. And you want to see, we saw Saquon on the sideline saying, give Kenny Gainwell the carries.
Let him eat.
Jalen's got to go to Nick in certain situations and say, let my guy have the MVP.
Give him at least one crack at it.
Yes.
Am I asking for too much? It's first and goal at the one. I can't get one crack at it?
Come on, QB1.
I got you, but like, it is a really safe It's a very safe play.
Voice, yes. Yeah.
It's so safe. You never lose any yardage on it.
We gave him 250. And this is also on the Eagles, too. And I'm glad that we finally are discussing this because they put out a YouTube video.
Is worked up about this.
It's disgusting. Like,
what? Tell everyone what the video is.
They've all right. They put together a 15-minute montage of Jalen's 52 rushing touchdowns.
A lot of rushing touchdowns.
That is a lot, man.
Who's watching that?
It sounds like you did.
Can I tell you the other thing Jalen should do?
Because I want to count how many tush pushes in a row at certain points.
This is what I'm calling on Jalen. Jalen is doing this great thing with the air conditioners for the kids, which are touchdowns for Jalen. What Jalen should
all... We need heaters now.
What Jalen,
some people pick books. Some people pick air conditioners. It's
what Jalen should do is commit to Saquon touchdowns as well for his charity.
Yeah.
That way, if we go away from the tush push, the kids still get the air conditioners that they need. Mm-hmm. Jalen is a counting another man's money, but there's plenty there. So
about
five times more than Saquon per year. So that's all I'm saying.
That's true also. Yes.
The tush push is only going away when Jalen's not the quarterback.
Like
I do not think they're gonna, they're not gonna shift.
Don't mean I'm gonna stop saying it.
No, I agree.
Yes,
but
I'm gonna keep saying it.
I don't think we'll see Saquon getting a ton of carries at the one anytime soon.
I don't understand why.
Because
they're
not going to lose.
You don't get penalties. It is true. It is true, though.
But we're watching Joe Mixon last night. Like, Joe Mixon's getting
three touchdowns. Derrick Henry gets touchdowns. You think they're doing tush pushes with Lamar?
I don't think they can.
Oh, we have the prop pair here
again.
Greatest
rushing quarterback in the history of the game.
But he's a real running quarterback, Jalen. Just get that.
Yeah. All right. We appreciate you, Elliot. We will see you tomorrow at Chickies for Eagles at the Half.
Can't wait.
Birds at the Half, buddy.
3-4 again.
And Birds at the Half, that's right. And speaking of Birds at the Half, Jordan Mailata will be there. He joins us next. We get to find out from Jordan what it was like to be back on the field. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're going to ask him to sing with us tomorrow.
Yeah, so. I think he'll do it.
Yeah, that is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.